Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening,
Steph.
Yay,
Will. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Here we are 24 hours away from the bank holiday weekend.
Absolutely, Will. And I've brought you in a corker.
Very excited about that. Lots going on this weekend, by the way. I know you'll get to be at the Harewood Food Festival across
yes,
the weekend.
Oh, absolutely. And love it. It's hopefully going to be glorious weather, but there's going to be so much to see and do. There's lots going on.
Fantastic. Well, if people want to come down there this weekend, they could see loads of stuff, and you'll get to be there as well. You'd be happy to say hello to people.
Absolutely,
come on.
Absolutely, yeah. Come on down. I'll be doing a cookery demo on the Saturday. I'm emceeing Saturday, Sunday and Monday in the food marquee. So come and say hello.
And lots of other events going on this weekend as well. Details at strayfm.com right now. And tonight, Steph, as it's the start of the bank holiday weekend, you're spoiling me.
I am indeed, Will. I've made you a Yorkshire sundae. It's Brymore ice cream. We've got Yorkshire parking in there. We've got some rhubarb in there. We've got some strawberries, all sorts of things. And a little bit of whipped cream, but we've got some beautiful vanilla ice cream and just absolutely gorgeous flavours of Yorkshire. And at the bottom, we've made a jelly from Yorkshire rhubarb gin, Slingsby's, of course, and some edible flowers in there. So it's very pink, it's very bling, it shouts bank holiday to me.
There's a lot of Yorkshire in this dish.
And there is.
You know, Steph, is this quite easy? It sounds like it could be quite fun to put together this one.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of a sundae is you can make it whatever you want. So let's say usually you have one or two different types of ice cream, sometimes three, usually some whipped cream that brings the whole of the sundae together. But in there you have sauce. I've got rhubarb sauce, but you could have chocolate sauce, strawberry sauce, caramel, salt caramel, anything like that. Usually you have something a bit gooey, so chocolate brownie or something like that.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, I've actually gone for gooey, sticky parkin because that goes with the rhubarb. This is outdoor rhubarb and it goes very well with that. And I've lined the rim of the top of the glass with some lovely rhubarb sugar, and it looks very, very sort of summery, really.
It looks summery, it tastes summery. There's just a lot of calories in that glass, isn't there?
There is. But, I mean, this is Brymore ice cream, so it's made with Guernsey milk, and Guernsey milk is a lot better for you than black and white milk. And it's actually beautiful, creamy ice cream. It's easy to see why they've won so many awards, really. Great taste awards and things like that. And yeah, it just eats like sunshine in a bowl. And that's what it's all about this weekend, Will.
Very special dish, that one, Steph. Thank you so much. And have a lovely bank holiday weekend. Best of luck with the food festival at Harewood.
Thank you.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.